It's Rally Week. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
What a joy. Rally Week.
It's like Spirit Week. It's cool.
Oh,
those like crazy hair days?
Every day is crazy hair day for
well,
me.
Well, that's true.
Do we have pajama day is the real question.
Oh, man. We should.
I'm always envious when my son has pajama day at his school. Lots of Lutheran schools have pajama day during a National Lutheran Schools Week. So maybe we should join them this year for that.
I think we should.
Rally Week is a fun week here at KFUO. We get to share some stories from KFUO friends and KFUO partners. And with us in studio today, Pastor Warren Wirth. He's at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. But you probably know him, if you're listening here, you know him from Thy Strong Word and here on the Coffee Hour and a number of other programs. Pastor Wirth is, and Concord Matters. Yeah. So a whole host of programs and a guest host here on Thy Strong Word on KFUO. Pastor Wirth, joy to have you in studio this week for Rally Week.
I'm glad to be with you too.
We are celebrating over 90 years. We're approaching, 95? Well, 94 this year.
Yeah.
Next year will be 95
years
of proclaiming the good news. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church has been a partner with KFUO for a number of years as Church of the Week.
That is true.
And always a joy to get to celebrate the ministry of God's Word at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and get to share that with our listeners on KFUO during your week
as
Church of the Week.
We're also celebrating an anniversary. I'll put that out because our congregation is celebrating 49 years of God's grace and blessings at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold. And next year will be our 50th. With KFUO, we are thankful to celebrate these milestones of God's grace and mercy among us.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah. Indeed.
So as pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, what do your members hear? What are they listening to on KFUO?
Well, they listen to the full gamut of all the programming that on your schedule. I happened to print one out just so I wouldn't forget anything.
He's prepared.
I'm prepared. All righty. So from the morning to evening, starting with morning prayer in the morning, many of our people start their day listening to morning prayer, Ratio, Sharper Iron, the Coffee Hour.
Yeah.
You know, they get their cup of brew and listen along with you, loving your banter, as well as you interview all these wonderful, interesting guests that you have come. Missionaries and people who have written books and just so many things that you have to share there. And then, of course, comes Law and Gospel with Tom Baker, and people get a lot out of that as well. Daily Chapel here from the International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, hearing the saints lift their praises to God and receive his gifts through his word. The sacred music is always a special thing for many of our listeners. Thy Strong Word. People really enjoy that. You know, Pastor Whedon does such an excellent job of interviewing guests as they study God's Word together, bringing out the truth of salvation by grace alone through faith in Jesus Christ. And, you know, that's in all the programs. Going into the afternoon program, some of them have Christian apologetics, cross defense, Concord Matters, leading us into the confessions of our church. And it all comes back to Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And I think when you ask what our people listen to from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, when you have evening prayer and everything in between, it's all about Jesus. And I think people find that so refreshing, because sometimes so-called Christian talk radio is more about the Christian than about Christ. And I think one of the things that really comes out on KFUO in all of its programming is we always want to come back to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who loved us, who gave himself for us, who gives us the gift of salvation, and then how that does affect our lives, how we find peace and comfort and joy and strength in time of our weakness, how that affects how we live. And our people get a lot out of that.
That tagline that you probably see around our logo now, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere. So that's exactly what we hopefully do every day, bringing Christ to our brothers and sisters to hear the good news of salvation. How does KFUO help you as a pastor shepherd your people?
Well, thank you. I can't be with my people everywhere every day, right? And
pretty close though.
And yet, you know, this is another way that God's word is with them everywhere they go, and whether they're listening on the radio or using the modern technology and podcasts and things like this, the internet, it's a way for them to have God's word, and it reinforces the same teaching, the same message that I'm saying. You know, I would have problems if they were listening to something where there's going to be something diametrically opposed to the teaching of God's word, and so they're unlearning what God is trying to teach them through my ministry. But it's so refreshing when the law and gospel and the Christian doctrine that I am attempting under the grace of God by the power of the Holy Spirit to teach to God's people, that is also being reinforced as they're listening to other pastors and other brothers and sisters in Christ talk about these very same things day in and day out from the early morning to the evening hour, that they're being refreshed with that same life-giving, life-changing, comforting word of Jesus.
Mm. Thanks. That's good to hear. Like, you know, with that, what we want our listeners to hear is that clear message of Christ crucified, Christ for you, and to know that as a pastor, it's helping you live out your vocation when you preach the word on Sunday, when you teach the word in Bible classes, that you also have this supplemental resource to help people, your flock, listen to throughout the week and hear that word. And they get to hear you too from time to time as well.
Okay, yes, that's true.
You know, when you're a guest on the programs or a guest host and teaching the word, delivering the word here, you give of your time freely. You're a regular guest every month here, sometimes more than every month here on KFUO. Why do you give of your time? Why does your congregation see fit to share their pastor with us and with all the listeners to tell that good news of Jesus?
Well, my flock, and as well as I, we all believe that this is part of the one gospel ministry of bringing the message of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died for us and rose again to save us from our sins. That is one thing that we're doing together. And so they see the picture of the bigger church, you know, the church working together to bring the gospel of Jesus together. So that's something I love to do, to be able to bring it not only to the saints at Good Shepherd and Arnold, but to a wider audience. And also the saints at Good Shepherd are happy to support that as well, both in terms of what I do, the time that I invest in this, as well as with their own time and talents and treasure and prayer for the ministry of Good Shepherd, and also for KFUO, and for the Synod, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, so that the gospel is proclaimed in our congregation, in our community, and in all the world, and that everyone may know Jesus Christ as Lord, that they know that He is their Lord and Savior. And I'll have to say this too, when you're talking about what this means to me as a pastor, we have received members that have come to us through KFUO. Now, not tons and tons of members, but we've had people who began to hear the gospel from a Lutheran perspective by listening to KFUO, the programming on Lutheran. And sometimes, you know, they would begin saying, "Is that's different than I heard it before." Mm-hmm. And so they'd keep listening and questioning, and eventually they would find out that there are Lutheran churches near them that teach that same word of God that they were hearing on programs like Thy Strong Word and its predecessor programming, and so forth. And so there is an outreach component too. It's not only strengthening the faith of those who already know the Lord, but it's also reaching out to those who do not yet know the Lord, or who are from a different church background, who maybe haven't heard the gospel as clearly presented as it is in our church body and on KFUO radio. So it's an opportunity both to strengthen those who already know Christ and are already confessing Christ with us, and to reach out to those who maybe don't know Him or are just learning to follow Jesus as their good shepherd.
Proclaiming that clear gospel of Christ. That's what KFUO is about, and glad, so thankful to have Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Arnold as a partner with us in proclaiming that good news. Thank you so much for being a part of Rally Week with us, and just right here following up your week as Church of the Week on KFUO as well. A joy to have you with us, and in all those ways, as a Church of the Week, as a volunteer here at KFUO, and being a regular guest and host. It's just a joy to have you. Thanks so much, Pastor Worth.
It's my pleasure. God bless you.